Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
Come on, we gotta keep moving. Stay low.
Is that what I think it was?
Shit. We have to hurry. We can't get caught out here with those things moving in on us.
Let's get a move on then.
Damn it! Looks like they caught on to us.
What now?
We do whatever we can to get the rest of these guys to safety.
They sure aren't making it easy on us.
There should only be a couple of them left. We have to get out of here before those damn infected show up.
Doesn't sound like we have time anymore. Let's move as quick as we can.
John, look out!
Ooh, thanks for that. That was a close one.
We can't stick around here. Once we get the last few, head back with them, and I'll try to get Ethan and Harris.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I can't have you getting infected on me. Move fast. Just make sure you get everyone back safely, okay?
All right. I'll let everyone know the situation when I'm back at the wall.
Perfect. Now get going.
Sounds like we got infected moving in.
They're here a lot sooner than I thought they'd be.
We've got Mistwalkers moving in also. Isn't looking good, Brandon.
Shit! Call John and Brian. Tell them to get back here now.
I can't. The radio broke when I fell off the wall. Seriously?
Stay. Just keep an eye out for them. Keep them covered. This isn't going as smoothly as we wanted. Journey, can you run and let Hem and A-Thor know the situation? And grab an extra radio while you're at it.
All right. I'll radio back when I'm headed this way.
Okay. We'll do what we can here to cover John and Brian.
What the hell is that thing?
What are you talking about?
You can't see that thing over there?
Where?
Over there, by that house. Look, another one further down the street.
I see it now. What the hell are those?
Do you think those are the poppers that Journey was talking about?
I'm not sure. I've never seen those ones before.
What should we do?
Let's take one out and see what happens. Try to hit the one that's closest to that group.
Okay, here we go.
What the hell?
Did you see that?
Their skin is melting. What the hell is up with those things?
There's even more coming further down the road. We can't let those things get anywhere near the wall, or that's game over for us.
Tell me something I don't know. Let's try to keep hitting any that can pass those vehicles there.
It sounds like they're having a rough time out there. There's a lot of explosions happening. Is it ours or theirs?
I'm not sure. I just hope they're all safe. I hate sitting here. It makes me feel like there's nothing I can do to help.
I know what you mean. It always seems like we're the ones who need protection. I can't help but feel like I need to do more. Who's gonna protect them?
At this point, though, I don't think there is much we can do about anything.
I know. But there has to be something we can do other than just sit here waiting for this to all be over.
We're doing all that we can at the moment. If we weren't here, we couldn't help keep everyone calm and feel safe. What more do you think we could accomplish?
I don't know! But there has to be something, right?
If you can think of something, I'd be willing to help out, but it has to be a solid plan. We can't run blindly into anything. Plus, we were trusted to look after her.
Brandon, I'm on my way back now. I filled him and Aethor in on the situation, and they're keeping in contact with their group.
Good. Now hurry back. We've got some infected moving in. We need to give John some cover fire. He's got the last of the group we were waiting for.
John!
What about Brian?
Please be safe.
We haven't seen him for a while. He's probably trying his best to cover John's retreat.
I'll be there in a minute.
I can't just sit here anymore. I have to do something, especially if John's in danger.
What are you going to do? The best thing for us to do right now is to stay put, and you know that. Besides, it sounds like they have him covered on both sides.
But, ugh, you're right.
Let's calm down and think this out.
Come on, keep up and stay close. We're almost there. Damn! They're getting way too close now. We have to move and fast.
Move your ass, John. You've got more coming in.
I'm moving as fast as I can. Do you have eyes on Brian?
No. Last I saw, I was leading a few infected down the alleyway. Now move your ass!
Damn it, Brian. You better make it back to us. Are we clear to move up?
Yeah, move now. Go, go, go!
I'm here. What's the situation?
Riley is covering John right now. This should be the last of them. Keep providing cover fire. Keep those infected off them.
We only need to hold out for a little while longer. Our backup should be here any minute.
How long until they show up? Did you get any info on how far out they are?
Literally any minute from what they told us. We just have to hold out for as long as possible.
You all heard it. Keep fighting. Backup is on its way.
Where are they at? They have to be close. Shit! There's even more coming from over there.
Shit! Who are you?
I take it you're Ethan? I'm Brian. I came to get you back inside the walls. Where's Harris?
He's back there trying to get a few of his guys out of here. He said not to worry about him.
You're certain?
Yeah. Can we get the hell out of here now? I really don't want to get caught by one of those things.
Yeah. Stay close behind me. If anything happens, I want you to run as fast as you can back to the side gate. John and Riley should be over there.
And just leave you?
I can't be infected, so yes. Let me deal with any flesh bags we come across, understand?
Okay, let's get going. There were a lot more moving in from our rear. Some of them were a different kind I haven't seen before.
What? What do you mean, another kind you haven't seen?
They were all bloated and slow-moving. They didn't seem like any of the other types.
Those sound like the paupers that Journey was talking about. We should get moving. We don't want to be anywhere near those ones. Come on, let's go. Keep your head down in this next area. There's still a lot of gunfire.
All right.
Stay close. Let's go.
How much further?
We're almost there. Keep up.
Do you think everyone's all right? I mean, the people we're trying to help?
Pretty sure we got everyone to safety. You were the last one we had to get.
They aren't bad people. Well, some of the others are, but not all of them.
It's good. We can talk more about it when we're inside.
Ah! Help! Get it off of me!
Did it bite you?
No! I think I'm fine.
Good! Now run! I've got this handled. John and Riley should be just around that corner. I'll be right behind you.
All right. Thank you.
Ethan! Over here! We've got you covered!
I'm coming!
Where's Brian?
He was right behind me. He saved me from one of those fast ones.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He looked like he had it handled. He said he would catch up.
Okay, now hurry up and get inside.
All right.
Damn it. These ones are hard to deal with. I've got to make this quick before more start to flood in on me. The more I tried to get my hand on my knife, the more it wriggled loose. Come on, Brian, you can do this. I hope Ethan made it back safely. Shit!
Brian, get on your feet!
Thanks for the help, John. Did Ethan make it back?
Yeah, he made it back inside. Now we have to get our asses back now. Come on!
Alright, let's go.
Brandon! John and Brian made it back with Ethan.
What about Harris? Did he make it back with him?
No. He said he was getting his group out of here. He provided cover fire for Ethan before they moved out.
Good. That means we can let loose on everyone else out there. Time to clean house, guys. Let them have it.
There's way too many infected moving in. Where the hell do they keep coming from? There couldn't have been this many hiding out there. Maybe they all came in with the raiders. Ah! Son of a bitch! Journey!
Shit. Is she okay?
I don't know. She got hit in the chest. Oh, I'm fine. It's a good thing we have these vests. Fuck, that hurt, though. Are you sure you're okay? Yeah, it didn't go through.
Take a minute to catch your breath. You may have a nasty bruise coming your way.
I've got you, Journey. Just sit down right here. Brandon, how many are left out there?
Maybe 8 or 9. I'm not sure. They won't last much longer with how many infected are moving in.
Good. I'm gonna move her down out of the way.
All right, be careful.
Brandon! John spotted multiple vehicles approaching. He thinks it's a soldier's group.
About damn time. Julie, try and reach them on the radio and let them know our current situation.
On it!
Riley, give me a hand up here. Let's give these guys hell.
Sure thing.
This is the colony. Calling out to S Group. Come in, S Group.
This is Special Commander, S Group. We read you loud and clear. What is your situation?
We've secured the civilians. All that's left is the hostile raiders and the infected. We need to start clearing them out. Be careful, though. We have new types among them.
Which new ones are you referring to?
We've got mistwalkers and paupers, along with the slow and the fast types.
The hell are paupers? That's a new one for us.
They're the ones that look bloated like a balloon. Be careful with them and stay as far away as possible. If they explode on you, they will melt your skin.
Let's do that. We're moving into position now. us updated on the enemy's movement?
Will do. Colony over and out.
Brandon! They're getting into position now!
Good. Let's keep it up, guys. We've almost got this done with.
Sounds like they have everything under control now that backup has arrived.
That's a relief. Hopefully this will be over soon.
Should we say something to everyone else?
Possibly. It might help to keep everyone calm, knowing that this is almost over.
Do you want to do it, or should I?
Let's do it together.
All right, you go first.
Everyone! If I could please have your attention for just a moment. We have some news about what is going on outside. We have secured all the hostages that were being held captive. While our people are out there fighting, more infected have begun to move in, causing panic amongst the raiders, giving us the upper hand. But don't worry, our people have this under control.
As we speak, backup has finally arrived. Cameron was able to meet up with a group of soldiers who were willing to help with our current situation. They are a small group who have been trying to save whoever they can and train them in ways to help better their survival. This brave group will be helping us to finish off the rest of our hostile group who have threatened us for so long. We urge you to remain calm and trust in our people who are doing whatever they can to keep us all safe.
I know a lot of you are probably afraid, not knowing what may be coming next. We are here to tell you to believe in what we have built here together. More than just a community, but a massive family that looks out for one another. This will all be over in no time, so please continue to look out for each other and help wherever you can. If there is anything you need, please do not hesitate to ask, and we will try to facilitate however we can.
We are almost through this, everyone, so let's stay positive and prepare to help with whatever we can when this is all done. Let's look forward to celebrating a better tomorrow that we can all enjoy. Let's celebrate our lives as a family who just gained a new life in a world that is sorely lacking in that area. Let's all thrive together!
There, I think we did a good job with that. Look at how renewed their spirits are.
It's a lot better than it was in the beginning. Now, we just have to wait until it's all over with.
I hope it's soon.
Same here.
Brandon! The soldiers finally showed up!
I know. We have radio contact with them right now, and we gave them all the current info we have on our situation.
What the hell happened to her?
What?
She took a round in the chest. Don't worry! She's fine. We all have vests on, and her stopped it from doing any real damage.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. A little sore, but other than that, I'm just peachy.
Just count yourself lucky we have those vests.
Oh, I do? How did everything go on your end?
We did exactly what we set out to do, and without a single scratch.
Oh, ha ha! Aren't you funny?
John, Brian, get up here and help me cover the other group. We need to make sure we keep the poppers away from them.
Are you both going to be all right?
We'll be fine. Go finish this.
I'll look after her while you guys take care of the rest.
Okay. Let's go.
Both of you, keep your heads down. I'm right behind you.
You're gonna be okay. You're fine. Just sit down and breathe. It's gonna be okay.
Spread out. Sweep the area. Watch for special infected.
The ones that look bloated are our highest threat. Keep as far back as possible.
Wow, they move pretty quick.
No kidding. Their formation is flawless. Look at how they're clearing each section before they move further in.
Don't get distracted, guys. We still need to cover them in case anything happens. Hopefully with their help, we can finish this up.
Come in, Colony!
This is Colony. What can we do for you?
We're sending our group of civvies to the gate. We don't have enough mats for them. Can you have someone let them in, please?
Sure thing. I've already got people stationed at the gates. We'll provide as much backup as we can for you guys from up here.
Copy that. Much appreciated. Lieutenant Adams is currently commanding our suite, so we'll talk more after it's all dealt with.
Is Cameron with you guys? I didn't see him out there.
Yes, he is currently with Adams, giving the layout of the area.
Good. Thank you guys for the assistance.
It's no problem. That's what we're trained for.
Julie, can you run and let Scott know that we have a group showing up at the gate and to let them in?
I'm on it! Journey, are you gonna be okay right here?
I'll be fine. Get a move on!
All right, I'll be back.
Have you ever seen so many Mistwalkers at one time?
No, this is a first. They don't normally come out in groups.
I wonder what's different.
Maybe it's the rain or all the blood.
And what about the Poppers? You've never dealt with them before?
Again, no. We've never had this kind of situation happen before, so this is all new territory for us.
I still can't believe those Poppers can do that much damage. It's crazy that they can even walk around.
I thought Journey was exaggerating what they could do, but I guess she wasn't.
I heard that. I told you they'd be more dangerous than others.
Sorry, I really didn't think they were capable of all that.
Well, we can see it firsthand now, so let's try to keep them away from the group of soldiers.
I'm still really impressed on how they're moving out there. It's really efficient. I hope we can get them to train our people a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But we can talk about that later when this is all over.
Everything that has happened seemed like it was always meant to be this way. Everyone working together to protect our way of life. Even though I still feel like an outsider, they accepted me with open arms. Now we have even more people joining us, and highly trained soldiers at that. Watching them sweep the area, taking out every infected with precision, gave me a sense of security I haven't felt in a long time. I think John and Brandon feel the same way. Seeing the looks on their faces said it all. Spread across every inch was an expression of not only relief, but also hope. Hope in the form of a better tomorrow, where everyone who calls this place home can feel safe without having to worry about losing everything all over again. Part of me, though, still questions whether or not I can call this place home. I know it can be a place for her to grow up, but does she truly need me to be the one to raise her? I already left a few times without thinking about it, and that always puts a rock in my stomach. She's grown on me so much, I don't think I could handle leaving her now. So I think it's time. It's time to finally sit down with Journey and tell her the truth. No more lies, just the truth. Maybe then I can finally feel like there's a place for me here. The soldiers made quick work out of clearing the area and setting up new lines of defense just in case we had any more unexpected visitors. After that, Cameron and Lieutenant Adams had a sit-down to discuss what comes next. They agreed on the fact that the people would be much better off if they all got some practical training, and Cameron offered to have everyone stay as long as they want, under the condition they helped as the security force for the colony, while training everyone else. They agreed to it, and began to move in their people and supplies. During all that, those of us who were injured got some much-needed attention from the doc and the medic from the soldiers' group, who seemed to be quite skilled, a little more so than our doc. I was hesitant at first, not knowing how she would react to the bites Journey and I had, but to our surprise, she already knew. And I didn't think too much about it, other than the fact that we weren't the first she'd seen. After a couple of days of rest, everyone decided to throw a welcome-slash-victory party to unwind a bit and get to know all the newcomers, which seemed like a good idea. It will give me the opportunity to have a sit-down with Journey. I had one last checkup with the medic before the party started to make sure everything was good. After that, I was on my way.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There. That's the last one. You should be good to go.
Thanks, Miss Barnes.
I told you. You don't have to call me that. Just call me Claire.
Sorry. Thanks, Claire.
It's no problem. Just stop throwing yourself into danger. I don't want to be patching you up all the time.
I'll try.
Are you heading to the party now?
Yeah. What about you? Do you have any more patients you need to meet with?
Yeah, I've got two more before I can head out. I'll see you out there in a little while.
All right. Thanks again, Claire.
Oh, and here, take these for the pain. Now get going. I bet there are people waiting for you.
All right, all right. Well, actually sounds pretty lively outside. I wonder what everybody else is doing right now. Oh, excuse me. Wow, everybody's out in full force right now. It's a good thing it's a nice day. Alright. Oh. Sarah and Katie.
Honestly surprised he put that much work into it, but it was a beautiful night out and he did make a delicious meal for us.
So did you sleep with him?
Sarah, you should know I don't kiss and tell.
Oh, hey Brian, did you just finish your checkup?
Yeah, it didn't take too long. She just wanted to change a few bandages and make sure I didn't tear any of my stitches. You both heading over to the party?
Yep, what about you?
Yeah, do you want to walk with us?
Sure, if you don't mind.
I mean, if you really don't have anybody else to walk with, I mean, I guess. Shall we get going?
Yeah, after you. Thanks again for looking after Hope during all that.
It was no problem. I already told you. When it comes to her, I'm more than happy to help.
I still can't get over how ridiculously adorable she is. Anytime you need a hand, I'll help out too.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Katie.
It's really no problem at all.
So, I heard you both gave a pretty rousing speech to keep everyone calm.
I don't even want to think about it. I was so nervous standing up in front of everyone like that.
You did great, though. Everyone's attitude went from being terrified to being extremely excited.
From what I heard, you gave a lot of people courage to keep moving forward.
Well, I couldn't have done it without Katie's help.
Don't worry. We'll always have each other's backs, right?
Right.
Oh, come on. There's no way that's true. I mean, if it came down to it, Superman would totally beat Batman.
All I'm saying is Batman could easily take him. He already got plans just in case needed to. Not just for Superman, but all the members of Justice.
You really think it would be possible?
I think it'd be thoroughly possible, but I guess we'll never know.
What the hell are you two talking about?
Ah, you guys finally showed up. Back me up here.
Carlos here thinks Batman could take down Superman in a fight, and I say there's no way he could do it.
Seriously, Brandon? How much have you had to drink already?
That's not important. I've only had a couple of drinks. Come on, Ryan, you can get what I'm saying, right?
I'm attracted to a nerd.
Honestly, I'm on either side. I think it would depend on the circumstances, but I do think Batman has a 50-50 chance of winning.
Nuh-uh, there's no way.
Come on, Brandon, let's go get something to eat.
Ooh, another date so soon, I knew you couldn't resist my charm.
You could say that. Come on, let's go.
We'll finish this some other time, Carlos. Later, guys.
Have you seen John around?
He was over there by the fountain. He was talking with Journey and Jay.
I think we're gonna go catch up with them.
All right, catch you later.
Catch you later, Carlos.
We could help. I mean, if we didn't come across them that day, who knows where we'd all be right now?
Yeah, honestly, I was tired of traveling out there. Yeah. It always seemed like we'd ran into one problem after another.
Well, I think we can all agree that things worked out for the best.
I still can't help but laugh thinking about the trap you made.
It was more effective than I thought it would be.
You're telling me.
Oh, hey, Brian, I am sorry about that.
No worries here. I'm just glad it wasn't a pitfall trap of spikes.
Ugh. Oh, that would have been horrible.
But not a bad idea. Maybe next time?
It's still a little difficult for some people to get used to the others. I mean, they came from Harris's group after all.
I know. But after hearing some of their stories, I feel really bad that people still act that way around them.
That's what this party's for, right?
Even with this party, it's still going to take some time.
You do have a point.
It shouldn't be long, though, before everyone's more comfortable with everything.
We can only hope.
Speaking of hope, Brian, you never said anything about having such an adorable daughter.
Yeah, I didn't really think it was important at the time.
Still, though, all the things you've been doing while you had a baby to look after, I don't think she could have asked for better parents.
Oh, we're not together like that. I found them out there while I was trying to make my way here.
So you guys aren't together?
Together?
No, not in that kind of way.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were. Anyway, I'm sorry. There's a lot more people here than we thought.
Yeah, it's honestly surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, we have not seen this many people together, like, since before all this started.
A lot of these people never wanted to leave, so they decided to make the best of a bad situation and start building something new.
It's truly inspiring to see how everyone came together like this.
I wasn't sure what we would find when we came here, but when I saw this place, it gave me the drive to keep pushing.
We're honestly glad you made it.
We did discuss trying to go track you down at one point, but we did figure it was best to stay put. It's a good thing you did. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have attempted to come here.
Has anyone seen Cameron around?
Yeah, he's out with Adam setting up some new defenses and collecting some of the supplies that were still out there.
Hey, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Hey, Such. Yeah, we're doing good. Yourself?
Doing just fine. Making my rounds and arranging some of the groups for training.
That's good. Have you met everybody here?
I have not. Hello, everyone. My name's Earl. Earl Dixon.
It's a pleasure. I'm Julie.
It's nice to meet you. Name's John.
I'm Sarah.
My name's Journey.
I'm Brian, and this little cutie is Hope.
It's nice to meet you all. How old is she?
Let's see. She's almost a year old now.
Well, she looks pretty healthy. Any of you have any interest in doing our training exercises?
I'd be interested in joining a few sessions.
Yeah, same here.
What about you three?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still recouping after what we just went through, so maybe in a week or two?
I'm pretty busy, but I'll stop by whenever I can.
And what about you?
I might just have to take you up on that offer. I just have to wait for the bruising to go down.
He's a really good teacher, too.
Yeah, you can learn a lot of cool things from him, like how to set up traps.
Not pit traps, though.
Ah, so I should be thanking him for the trap of yours.
I heard you had first-hand experience with one. I'm glad you went with the non-lethal one, Aethor. Well, I'm going to go do some more recruiting. You all have a good day.
You as well.
It was nice meeting you.
Take it easy, Sarge.
Journey, could I talk to you for a little bit somewhere private?
Yeah,
Should I bring her with?
I can take her for a little bit.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I really don't mind.
Okay, here. We shouldn't be long, right?
No, we won't be super long. 30 minutes at the most.
Either way, she'll be fine with us.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back in a little bit.
Let's go.
Journey and I didn't really say anything as we made our way to the roof of the hotel. I figured it would be the best place to have our talk so no other people could listen in. The whole time, my mind was racing, thinking of every possible way that this could turn out. Would she hate me for lying to her? Would she demand that I hand Hope over and tell me to leave the settlement? Or would she understand and still be there for us? Am I worthy enough to even ask that of her? To have her trust after I've lied to her about all of it? A sick feeling in my stomach made me want to throw up. My heart was racing so fast it felt like it could explode at any moment. When we finally reached the rooftop, all I could do was sit in silence, trying to force out the words that my mouth didn't want to say. In that moment, she was the one to begin asking the questions I feared.
Hope isn't really your daughter, is she?
That question immediately startled me. Why would she ask that question specifically? How did she know? As I looked up at her, she was holding the picture of Hope's real parents, the one that was with her the day I found her. Now it makes sense. She always had access to that picture. Maybe I did it on purpose, hoping she would find it.
I found this in her diaper bag recently. At first, I thought it was a picture of you and her mom after she was born, but looking closer, I realized you weren't in the photo.
I'm not her real father.
Is that all you're gonna say? You don't want to explain this to me?
I lied to you from the very beginning. I was afraid that if I told you the truth, you would have killed me. I didn't want to give up on my promise to her. I couldn't give up on my promise to her. But after meeting you, I thought she might be better off if you took her.
So what? You're planning on just leaving without saying anything? Why don't you start off with how you ended up with her in the first place?
You know the raider that John and I fought on the bridge?
Yeah? What about him?
He was the one responsible for her parents' deaths.
What? What do you mean by that? Did you know him? How would you know he was the one who did it?
Because I was there when it happened. I wasn't with him, but I was hiding nearby. I thought they had spotted me while I was looking for supplies. When I heard them approach, I hid and waited for them to find me. But they weren't looking for me. They were looking for her parents for some reason.
So you weren't part of their group?
No. I always travel alone. In that moment, I wanted to help them, but I was a coward. I was afraid that they would kill me if I came out of my hiding place. Besides, I only had the one bullet, and that was always saved as my way out if I ever needed it. I never realized they had a baby with them until everything was over.
What do you mean by that?
I listened as they had their way with the mother, while they made the father watch. They all took their turns as I sat in safety and listened to it all. When they were finally done, they shot them both, laughed about it, and took off. I waited for a long time to leave, so I knew it was safe. And that's when I heard her. I heard her crying as the dead tried to get to her. At first, I thought, it's not my problem. It's just a dinner bell to attract attention. But the more she cried, the more I felt like she was calling for me to help. So I had to do something. I made a promise to her on that day. I couldn't do anything for her parents. So I promised her
that I'd make sure she'd survive, no matter what. 3 weeks later, you found us. It was at that moment I thought to myself maybe she would be better off with her.
Why would you think about that if you made her that promise?
Because I can't be trusted. I ran from my friends when this all first started. I hid when I could have done something to at least give them a chance. I lied to you from the very beginning. I'm not someone who can be trusted, especially with a fragile life like hers.
You're a fucking idiot if you think that's all true.
What?
Everything you just said is wrong. You think of yourself as this untrustworthy person who needs to run away all the time? That's not you, Brian. The Brian I know always puts his life on the line, not only to save her, but to save me as well. No one ever asked you to do it. You did it because you felt it was what was best. I would have never made it this far without you. And so what? You made some mistakes in the apocalypse? Who the hell hasn't? I've done things I wish I never did. I should have died with my family, but I ran. I ran and I kept running. The only time I stopped running was when I found you.
I'm sorry.
If you're truly sorry, then stay with us. It doesn't matter that you're not her real father, but you stayed with her. You protected her and provided her with everything you can for her. If that's not what a father should do, then there's no hope for this world. But you brought hope to not only me, but everybody here. So that's enough of your pity party, because there are people who need you. We need you. She needs you. And damn it, I need you.
Is it really okay for me to do this?
It's time to forgive yourself, Brian. There's a place for you here. No one needs to know the truth behind us because we already know. And it doesn't matter to me. So yes, it's okay. I'm asking you to please stay. Please, Brian, we need you. I need you.
If that's what you truly want, then I'll stay. How's your chest doing, by the way?
It hurts. I never knew getting shot would hurt that bad.
For the first time since this all began, I finally feel like I belong. I don't need to run anymore. It's all right for me to forgive myself for everything I feel I've done wrong. Getting back down to the part me showed me just that. Everyone thanked me and told me how much has changed since we arrived. The warm feeling filled me with so much happiness I felt myself truly smile for the first time. Having drinks with everyone and seeing the joy spread like wildfire was intoxicating. Later that night, it was the first time I slept without having the same nightmare I always had. This time my friends were all standing in the room, smiling at me, telling me it's about damn time that I finally realized it's okay to stop running. They told me they were proud of me, and to keep looking forward to the future that awaits us, to continue to bring hope to a world that needs it more than ever. This is the story of Raising Hope. This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Joshua Johnson as John and Harris, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Marissa Raines as Katie, Jonathan McCormick as Ethan, Jesse Johnson as Riley, Hem Cleveland as Hem, Athor Vjordason as Athor, Juancho Poncho as Specialist Carlos Ramirez, Vern Webb as Sergeant Earl Dixon, and Kelly Wagner as Corporal Claire Barnes. We hope you enjoyed our very first season of Raising Hope, and look forward to hearing more.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.